is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Raising energy healing. That's what's up first with Sarah. Let's bring Sarah on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nicole. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
Great. It's a nice. Yeah, I'm great. It's a nice sunny day here. A little bit hot, but nice. So I'm all ready. Let's jump in. I'm Sarah Lascano. I'm an energy medicine practitioner, biofield therapist at Ray Zen Energy, and I help people recover their health and reclaim their lives when things aren't working, when treatments are not responding, symptoms are not responding to treatments. Sorry about that. So that's what we want to do is tune into the body and let its true natural healing ability come through, let it communicate where it is stuck, and lift off those blockages that are keeping things from clicking into place and starting to get you progress. So I'm excited to do some healing sessions for folks, for callers, and we can go from there. Nicole, sound good?
All right. I'll just let you know lines have been hit and miss yesterday. Hopefully it'll be better today. We've got one caller ready to go. Let's go there. 215, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I've called before. Happy to be back on.
Great. What can we do for you today?
I wanted to see if you could do some healing around, so there's two things that I think are kind of connected. So in my right armpit, there is this lump, and I think it's like sort of clogging up a little bit of my lymphatic system, so I'd like that to be cleared. I did have something like that on my breast that I used black salve on, but I don't really want to use it again on my armpit or just in general. I don't want to use it again. And then on my throat, my trachea has like some areas that have like extra cartilage buildup on it. And I have a whole story of why I think it developed, but I'll just say that I would like my throat back to normal, my trachea.
Okay, what symptoms do you have from that?
The throat thing? It's just sometimes I think it gets like sort of inflamed by what I eat, so I feel kind of choky by it. And then just like emotionally, mentally, it bothers me because I know it just developed over like the last year and a half. For the last year, maybe the last year and a half. I just don't like how it looks, and it shouldn't be there. You know, quote, shouldn't be there. It's not. It's developed. Yeah, when I went through a period of stress and changed my diet quickly, it happened. So it's just like I'm constantly watching what I'm eating. I don't like that. I just want it back to normal.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And how long has the clogged lump in your axilla been there?
Right. So I've had that. I originally felt it back in like 2010. It was like a very small little ball. And I remember showing my gynecologist and she couldn't feel it. And then just over the years, it's gotten bigger. And I think that it's gotten bigger like over the last, I guess, maybe year and a half, too, I've noticed, like, okay, now we have, like, a lump there.
Okay.
Like, I used to see it, it's obvious now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you had that checked by your doctor?
So I did have, I had the lump checked out, but I don't believe in that. You just asked the question. Yes, I did have it checked out, but, you know, they always give the usual rundown of what they want to do. Let's put it that way.
Okay, and you just didn't want – okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm a.
Oh, did I lose you? I can't hear you.
Sarah, your line cut out a little bit. Are you still there, Sarah?
Is it back?
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me, Nicole? Okay.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in the power of energy to heal the body, and I'm also a firm believer that we have to not be, you know, we have to be careful to not be afraid of medical treatment because medical treatment has a time and a place. So with that said, I just let that come in that we always want to get things checked out that are suspicious. Then we know they're okay and we can really we can go into other things with the knowledge that energy needs to shift it. So
yeah, I understand. I did get it checked out. It's okay.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, lumps can be caused by infection. They can be caused by all kinds of things, fatty tumor, you know, little, all kinds of deposits of things can cause those types of symptoms. All right, let me tune in. Jessica, sound good?
Yes.
All right. And let me just ask, were you a caller who was in the midst of like a major job change or move? There was something major going on in your life before?
Yeah, so there's been major things going on for many years. So yeah, move. And career and the health things. Because I've been healing my thyroid, which that's looking amazing. I have some nodules on my thyroid. I've been healing that for the last several years, and that's almost like completely healed. I just have like bumps in my body, like lumps and bumps and things like that in my body. I've had it since I was young. But yeah, okay. So there's major things going on for many years. Yeah.
And has that calmed down at all? Are you at a place of more stability or not yet?
I am because I'm finding it within. I'm creating the peace and stability for myself, even though things are still shifting. But I feel like I'm creating like a really strong like housing foundation as well as like career foundation and like relationships, like a lot of relationships. The way I was doing relationships had a shift too and clear out. There's just been an overhaul for like maybe the last like 10, 15 years. So yeah, it's okay. Stabilizing, but I'm still in a temporary housing situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let me tune in. Okay, it's taking a little bit because there's a part of you that is feeling resistant to change. So let's just hold that real quick to try to get deeper here. Oftentimes, you know, we know our body really well. We analyze what's going on. We're very aware, maybe even hyper aware sometimes. I know I've been in that state myself where we focus maybe a little too much on certain things. What that does is it creates patterns of thought where we keep creating the same things over and over again. So what we want to do is give the body and the mind permission to let go of the feeling that it knows the right thing. It's analyzed, it's figured it out, it's on top of it, it's being managed by the mind so strongly, we want to really let that take a back seat. We want to release all of that control so that things can change. That requires letting go of identities of, you know, my body is a certain way. It works in a certain way. It doesn't work in other ways. This is possible for me. This isn't possible for me. We have so many stories that we're either conscious or not conscious of both that affect us. So we're just going to give a moment here to balance your mind, your conscious and subconscious minds, and let them release some control with the intention of surrendering to newness, to change, to positive movement in a different direction rather than recreating the same or more of the same. All right. That's leading to a fear, fear of surrender, fear of change, which is kind of ironic because you've had so much change, but there's a part of you that is afraid of change.
Yeah, because every change has been real bumpy.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is fear of change that you're not able to control. Further. Okay, good. Fear of change that, I'm just writing that down, you're not able to control. And if you think about a lot of change, we're really not in control. So that means that your subconscious mind is experiencing some fear that you may not be in touch with, you may not know about. So let's hold that. Let's also connect in what you just said. You know, lots of change, many times where it's been bumpy, it's been difficult. It's, you know, it's taken time to try to get to peace with it, to find a groove, to find stability. We're just going to hold all of that with this fear of change and feeling out of control.
Yeah, plus all the change has been traumatic. I mean, even where I'm living now, which is amazing, it's a healing retreat, but the other healer that lives here has dark energy, and she's mirroring something I went through with my parents years ago when I lived. So it's like, that's the theme of like not creating the same stuff, and I'm just like keeping in gratitude and staying away from her, but it's like, I just want peace and normalcy and things to work with my career and with housing and health. I want to be restored back. Oh, it's going to make me a little cry. I just want to be restored back to how I used to be before I got so intense on this like spiritual path.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm feeling, this is the second time I've felt this, so I really think it's the direction we need to go. I feel there is a fear of the environment. And the environment is anything external to our body. So we're going to hold a feeling that the environment is not safe. So maybe that's housing. Maybe that's, you know, business associates at work. It could be relationships. It could be family members. It could be anything. It could be food. It could be pollen. It could be, I mean, so many of us have some of this fear. We're going to hold it's more than a fear, though. Now it's an identity that the environment is not safe. It's a belief system a network. Yeah. And so that's why this other healer got attracted into your reality, is because the environment isn't safe and she's helping you work through that energy, right?
She's mirroring it. I've been trying to. Yeah, the environment's never safe for me. People are never safe. I'm always afraid of being attacked, and also food. Food is now never safe for years since all the health things I've had. Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Let's hold that. Yeah. Food is not safe and the environment is not safe. They go hand in hand because food is in the environment.
And people, relationships. Never safe.
Under environment, we've got people, relationships, housing. All of it. A career. Yeah. So we're going to hold this here. Let's see how we can get this loosened out of your system. All right. First, we're going to clear it in the heart center. So I just feel a lot of anxiety and fear in the chest. We're going to hold that. Holding it in the heart energy, the chakra, extending that into the lymphatic system of the chest. In the lungs, in the axilla, near the axilla, and then up under the clavicles, all of that. We have a lot of lymph in the chest. We're going to clear fear, anxiety, and worry, any of that emotional, the environment is not safe, food is not safe, from any aspect of the lymphatic system in the upper body. And there's a bit of a residue of this deposits in the lungs. So we want to clear this from the lungs. Now the lung energy, metal element, really is where we surrender. So when we feel afraid, we cannot surrender. I don't think it's possible. So we have to get rid of that fear. Then we can let go of this fear of surrendering because it's not safe. So we're clearing that from the lungs. All right, we're holding that with the bringing in of vitality from oxygen. So when we breathe in air. Air comes into the lungs, the alveoli, and exchange happens where vitality and energy in the form of oxygen comes into our bloodstream, into our body. We're holding that idea of vitality coming in and balancing it so that more vitality can be absorbed into your chest, into your body. Okay, very good. And then in the back of the heart, along the spine, thoracic vertebrae, maybe 3 to 6 or so, T3 through 6, we're going to clear any fear of not feeling safe in the environment, in your body, and with food. All right, there's someone who is anchoring this energy. Let me just tune in a little more here. All right, who in your past would anchor an energy of the environment is not safe, like food is not safe, what's around me isn't safe, just being kind of afraid of life in general? Who comes to mind for you?
My parents, of course.
Anybody else?
Well, it's been mirrored nonstop. Every single living situation I've been in has been unsafe. I've been afraid. I've had to lock my door. I've had to hide my stuff. I'm afraid of being poisoned. It's a past life thing, too.
Sure. I'm getting there's someone in your past that is anchoring this that is not a parent. Maybe a grandparent? Was one of your grandparents very much imbued with this idea, the same feeling?
No, I don't think them. I was just very afraid of my father growing up, and then my mom got kind of creepy. And I'm trying to think of anybody else in my family. I mean, I had these mysteries dwellings when I was like in my early 20s, and then my father really anchored it in of like, oh my God, don't eat that, and carry around an EpiPen. It was like there was no issue. I had no issue like that. But it was like that was – so I don't know. It was
okay.
I'm trying to think of anybody else to answer your question. I can't think of anybody else.
Okay. What's coming up for me is mother's mother, your grandmother. So maybe this is a family pattern. So we're just going to hold this. You know, origin of your parents will bring in everything you said, but I feel like there's another force further. So let's just hold a family pattern. And mother's mother, this idea of, you know, creepy, the environment not being safe. And we'll get to father and programming in a moment and karmic too. But I want to clear this person who is anchoring this energy within you. We're going to disconnect any ties to that. And that will free you from whatever the energy is, whether it was her, whether it was just a pattern that traveled through the family, you know, whatever the case, we're just going to disconnect from it. All right, and what the pattern wants to be acknowledged as a journey to be traveled. So we're just we're understanding that we experience these things in order to learn different lessons and to move, you know, at the soul level, we are experiencing these patterns. So we're just bowing to it, really, understanding it happened. It was a part of you, and you no longer need it now. And it is time to bid it farewell. So we're kind of bowing and giving it permission to clear, acknowledging the value it gave you, but knowing that now you don't need it. So let's see if that clears the link. If you can just repeat after me, I give permission.
I give permission.
For this pattern.
Pattern.
To clear.
To clear.
I give permission.
I give permission.
For this pattern.
For this pattern.
To no longer be my reality.
To no longer be my reality. Yeah, amen to that.
You don't need it anymore. It's outdated. It's done. It's lived. It's experienced.
It is very old. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. But there's a part of you that's gripping to it, so we are giving permission for that gripping to release and the energy to be let go. All right, there is a little resistance to shifting. So what I always recommend to my clients when there's a lower capacity for change, and it happens, especially with fear, look for any way in your day-to-day life, little tiny things, where you can embrace something different, okay? Change is hard. It can be really, really difficult. I'm in the middle of trying to learn a new video editor, and it's so tempting to just go back to the old one because it's so hard to learn the new one. That's that resistance to change. So anytime you feel that, maybe you take different directions to get to a place. Maybe you try a new restaurant to get food from. Maybe you try cooking a new food that you don't usually, you know, anything that shakes up your routines will increase your capacity for change. So that's just a daily practice you can bring in pretty easily to increase capacity.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's also kind of weird that you're saying that because, like, that is literally my life. Like, I just moved to this new house. I'm living with other people. I'm in a town that I've never really been to before. Like, I'm going out to socialize when I haven't for years. Like, this lady, rather than constantly avoiding her, like, I come down and I'll say, like, good morning, you know, like, or whatever. Like, that's all what I do is, like, I'm doing something different every single minute. Like, I probably do, like, 10 different new things a day. Like, it's a little bit overload, but that's how my life has been the last year, a little bit over a year. Like, just everything is constantly different. Spirit has constantly moved me to a new town, a new place to live. And I don't know. I don't want to be like fighting you on this, but it's just like, I appreciate the thing, like the thing, but it's like, that's, if anything, I'm overloaded with change because like, that's just my life now.
That may be your environment. That may be your day-to-day life, but there's a part of you that is afraid to change. Okay. There's a part of you that is resistant to letting that energy shift. And that's the piece of you that we really want to target. So I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you that you have a lot of change. Let's just, maybe that way of getting to it isn't right for you, but just sit with, you know, when you're meditating or journaling or whatever you do, ask for guidance on how you can amp up your body's capacity for shifting into newness.
Like, I'm constantly, like, trying to recalibrate, like, because that's the whole thing. Like, when you get moved, like, I from where I was living, I'm 40 minutes away. So, like, that's what spirit keeps doing, like, moving me. And then I'm, like, kind of turning around being like, okay, where's the supermarket? How am I cooking? What is this? Where am I hanging out? It's always you're hitting the pinata, you're, like, turned around, and then it's like, go for the pinata again. Like, that is... Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back to the body. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back to the body.
Okay. I don't hear you again. I don't know. But...
I'm not. I'm just tuning in.
Oh, there
in.
You are. Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. I want to hold the body and fear of the body, either not being strong, being reactive, being weak, not being resilient. All of those ideas definitely would apply with the food, but also any other aspect of health. We'll reference Father and his projection of, you know, symptoms that are food but weren't food, you know, any projection that your body isn't able to handle life. Now, when I tune into that lymph node, I'm just hearing fear that the body isn't safe.
Yeah.
So I would work with that however it makes sense to you.
Okay.
I would recommend an affirmation that my body is strong and resilient and keeps me safe, something like that. My body is strong and resilient and keeps me safe every day, or, you know, however you want to play with the wording, but something along those lines where you write that on your bathroom mirror where your subconscious mind sees that each and every day, it will start to shift. And really visualizing or journaling on all the ways that your body is strong, it's resilient, it keeps you safe, it knows how to heal. Every time you think that thought, you're taking away a moment where the fear could have been influencing your reality. So you're helping shift it. And I'm just going to clear it from that, from the lymph in the axilla, in the chest again, same area we did before, but extending to the axilla. Extending up into the neck. And let's include down into the gut as well. Listeners, if you're listening to this session, you're also receiving these balances and in whatever way is perfect for your body. So most of these energies we all carry a little bit of. So as you listen, you're receiving the benefit as well. So balancing down into the gut, we have a lot of lymph tissue in the belly, the spleen, the intestines, the pelvis. Any fear that the body is not safe, we are clearing. All right. We'll clear any karmic hooks, any past life traumas, energies, baggage, anything at all that the soul might be holding that is also influencing these belief systems around fear of the body not being safe, food not being safe, the environment not being safe, clearing that. And reclaiming power that you have the ability to manifest health. You have the creative, you know, the creative ability, the power to manifest health and to move that body into strength and vitality. So we're bringing all these ideas in to clear out any belief that you're not in charge, that you don't have the ability or the power, that you're a victim of the body, you're a victim of life, of whatever happens to you. We're clearing any of that energy that is influencing the fear. Very good. Jessica, do you have any questions about any of that?
I was just wondering about, like, the cartilage buildup on, like, parts of my trachea. Is that not showing up for you, or was it just that, you know, hey, let's clear out that lymph node, and then we'll be fine with the throat.
So my guess is that the fear is what is definitely it's what it's in priority, and it's influencing. What I heard at the very end is, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. I have the power to make my body strong. I always feel that that empowerment is a key component, when it's missing, is a key component of thyroid dysfunction and difficulty in the throat energy. So I feel like the fear is the foundation and disempowerment is the symptom. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's a, symptom of the fear. Mm-hmm. That's my impression. So I would keep working on the fear, and I think both health issues are going to start resolving.
Yeah, I was going to buy some magnets recently. Like, I don't know if you're aware of biomagnetism.
I am, yes.
Do you think that would support, I mean, it's sort of a silly question because I do feel like guided to get it, but, you know, it's fun to play with anyway. But do you think that would support releasing, I guess, the emotions as well as, like, the lump in my armpit as well as, like, the trachea cartilage excess?
If you're guided to get them and you feel they will help, then that's absolutely important. It's absolutely the most important thing. So if you're guided to do it, I say do it.
Mm-hmm.
I again feel the root issue is the fear. So we've got to shift out that fear that's stored in your body in whatever way you are led to do.
Okay.
I mean, I have a library of like 38 sessions that have lots of sessions in there that could help you move that energy. If you have a healer you work with, if you work on yourself, I mean, there are lots of ways to shift energy. I would focus on the fear and continue it moving. Like, we've tried to loosen it up and get things moving. I would keep doing that. Keep pushing forward until you feel the environment is safe. And when you don't feel the need to lock your, you know, you don't feel as panicked about not feeling safe, is food safe to eat, that's when you know you've made progress. And I think your body's going to definitely respond to that.
Okay. I'll take a look at your website also to see what you have on there because, yeah, it's helpful. Thank you for pointing out the whole fear thing because that's also when that trachea thing started. It was when there was a constant shift of environment and it was like I just feel like I was trying to hold on to something. I couldn't hold on to anything. So,
yes.
My body was like, we'll build you a stone wall in your throat. Oh, cancel clear. I'm not even saying that. Cancel clear. But, like, that's what it feels like to me. Was like,
yeah,
we'll build a foundation for you here, honey. It's like, that doesn't help.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, the program that I'm thinking of that might really help you is my Elevate program. You can just look it up. It's very affordable. It's very accessible. So, you know, there are sessions in there such as Get Your Ground that works with fear, such as Find My Voice that works with the throat. I'm trying to think what else. A healthy movement would be very important to help boost that resistance that I was feeling in the body, that holding and gripping to the past. Heal My Past would actually dissolve connections that we worked with to the past. So there are lots of sessions in there that might be beneficial.
Okay. I'll take a look. Thank you very much. I always appreciate it. You're an amazing healer. It's really cool what you do. I respect it. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Thanks for calling in. Keep us posted and call in anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Nicole, do we have any other callers? Oh, it sounds like we have gone silent here. Nicole, are you there? All right, so we'll just continue here with a group healing. We have, you know, 15, 20 minutes left. And what we're going to do is a healing for everyone who's listening. So let me tune into the group and see what we're going to balance today. All right, so the first thing that's coming up is to really balance change. There's an awful lot of change going on. We always have change in our lives, but right now, apparently, it's a very potent time astrologically. Summer is our max expansion time, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. We really have a lot of change. Maybe you have new initiatives coming on in your life. Maybe you're moving. Maybe you have new friendships coming in. Maybe you want change, but it hasn't happened yet. So we're going to hold this idea of opening to change and balancing the body to it. And just as with Jessica's session, we want to really boost our capacity for embracing change. The quicker we're able to embrace change, the more easy and the quicker it can come into our lives. Because when we are open and moving in flow, things can shift very, very fast. So we're going to hold this idea in the heart. Opening to change and feeling safe enough. So often we feel vulnerable. We feel afraid. If we make too many changes, we feel that our stability will be lost. So we're holding all of these ideas here in the chest. Now we're going to hold that cardiovascular system too, because our cardiovascular system really holds a lot of stress. It feels the effects of stress, and we want to undo that. So any stored stress or tension in the chest, we're going to really let that go. We're going to dissolve. And open flow. So think of a clogged pipe, or maybe it's not fully clogged, but it's partially clogged. You know, volume can't move through there as easily. There's a resistance. It's harder to push things through. What we're doing is we're opening that up, clearing the resistance so that there's more ease, more flow, more capacity for change. All right. Now, the other thing we really need to be able to do, we can visualize what we want. We might be able to think of what we want. We might be able to see what we want in others and say, I'd love to have that. What we want to be able to do is ground it into our lives. To do that, we've got to be able to pass from the upper chakras where we're thinking and feeling and connecting down through the lower chakras into grounding it into our lives. So we're just going to hold those, that traverse, you know, from the upper to the lower, and allowing energy to be able to move through us and into our lives, into the physical part. Grounding into reality for us. We are physical beings. We are spiritual beings also, but we are here living a physical existence, and we need to be able to get those events, those desires, those things that we want into our physical reality. Now, I always say that I feel like we are the most powerful that we can be when we have smooth flow from crown, from spirit, down through the body and into the ground. If we can create that bridge from spirit to earth, we're really in our power, because we can traverse both aspects of our being. Many of us are just physical. Some people are mostly spiritual, not very grounded, but to be able to do both, to be fully grounded and be able to be in touch with our higher self and receive guidance, we really do. There's a lot of power there. So that's what we're balancing for you, this journey from crown all the way down through the energy centers to the ground. And then what we want to clear, the resistance, is a fear of not being in control or fear of change. So most of the time we feel that we need to be gripping, we need to be in control in order to stay safe, in order for things to work out right. We have to think of every detail. We have to know exactly how it's going to happen. We have to tightly control things to make sure they're going to work out perfectly. When we do that, we close the door for change because most likely we are doing that with the perspective of how we have always done it. So it's very important to understand where we want to go, but then to be open to how it's going to happen. We don't have to know exactly how it's going to happen. We just have to know what we want and what we desire and then start moving toward, you know, start living our life in the present in each and every moment to move closer to our goals. So that openness is surrender. So we're going to hold that consciousness of surrender in metal element, in lung and large intestine, and its connection with wood element with movement. Opening up movement and surrender, change. All right, we want to clear some stomach energies of nervousness and apprehension. So change can be scary. It's true. We don't know exactly how it's going to work out. We're not exactly sure how to do it. We get nervous. We're a little apprehensive. We want to hold that and clear those emotions, especially from the stomach lining, the stomach muscle. And the glands or the little pumps that emit stomach digestive enzymes, pepsin, hydrochloric acid, anything else that the stomach is excreting to aid our digestion of both food and life, both. We want to balance both here. All right, beautiful. Now, the next place that we really need to balance when we want to make change happen in our lives is the legs. The legs move us forward. We take steps. We stand strong. We move forward. So we're going to hold these legs. And specifically, we want to balance kidney meridian and fear that can run down the legs and paralyze us from taking action. These are all movements of water element, of which kidney meridian is a part. And we are shifting that here in the legs, really freeing the energy to flow with less restriction and less fear of change, really opening up to feeling safe and protected even when things are shifting, knowing that we are supported, we are guided, we are led to the right next steps. A next step, this is super important. If you've ever listened to some of Abraham Hicks's teachings, I just love listening to those. They're fun. We need to be able to feel good in order to bring higher vibration events into our life. So we all have a frequency. And as you shift out all this energy that we're working with here, your vibration is increasing. And you start to feel better. As you keep feeling better and better, your vibration increases and increases. And my job as a healer is to help you do that, to shift out blocks that are keeping you stuck so that you cannot step into that next vibrational tier, if you will. Well, the thing that you want in your life might be at that higher vibration, and you have to get your body into being a match so that it is able to accept it. That requires you to feel good or to feel better or to feel more joy. And it's not that we have to feel those things all the time, but if your system is not practiced, is not able, or maybe you were never allowed to feel joy, or maybe you're afraid to feel joy, there are so many belief systems that we have that inhibit the body's ability to feel good. So we're going to hold this here for you because it is so fundamental and important. The heart and the small intestine in fire element are what generates joy in the body. It's the primary emotion of those energy centers. So we're going to hold that. That is the heart brain and the enteric brain, super important centers in our health. And we're going to hold the ability to generate joy. And we're going to survey your system and invite your system to surface any energy that is blocking your ability to generate joy. It's not safe for me to feel good. If I feel good, something bad will happen later. I'll be punished for it. If I dare to feel good, something bad will happen. I'll be punished or someone will get angry at me. If I'm successful, I'll be a target. These are just a few that pop into my mind. They're common, but there are so many barriers to feeling joy. So another one that I'm feeling we need to balance is the loss of a loved one. So I can't feel joy. I need to honor their memory. I need to be sad or feel the loss of this person, whether it was a parent, whether it was a child, whether it was a family member, or even a close friend. Any of this energy that you are holding, we are clearing. Intellectually, we know that honoring someone's memory with negativity doesn't work. Like, there is no benefit there. And the person who has passed would not want you to be stuck in negativity, especially in their name. They would want you to be happy and to live your life to its fullest. So we want to bring that in, to lift off any grief, any loss, and any belief systems that you need to hold on to any of that pain for any reason. You don't. If you feel that, it is misguided. It is not truth. We're opening up this sense of loss and any emotion that has not cleared as a way to unhinder the heart energy's ability to generate joy. All right, we're going to give our joy, think of our body as having a joy generator, and think of it as being one of those little bubble blowers. You know, kids have these bubble blowers, they're battery powered, you turn the switch, and it spews bubbles. Just spews them again and again and again. We want our body to do that with joy. We want to spew joy and to endlessly create it. So we're going to invite that to happen for you as we get ready to close off our session. An endless emitter of joy. In the heart center, in the small intestine, the enteric brain, in the pancreas, and in the nervous system. It is safe to feel joy. It is safe to generate joy. I'm entitled to joy. Joy is my birthright. And just for your conscious mind, joy is the highest vibration of energy. Joy, love, compassion, gratitude, these are the highest vibration energies that are available to us. When we feel those, we have the highest impact on our vibration. So indulge those emotions whenever they come up. If you see a beautiful sunset, lean into it. Spend 10 extra seconds really staring at it and feeling, wow, that is so beautiful, feeling the joy and appreciation. If you're petting your pet and you're just really enjoying the moment and how wonderful it is, don't just skip on to something else. Lean into it. Spend an extra 10, 15, 20 seconds really appreciating that moment. Any other small moments of joy, embrace them. You will increase your tolerance for joy and get your body used to owning that. All right. So I'm just going to close the session and ground everyone's energy. It's lovely to tune in. You should feel a shift, a lightness in your chest that may not have been there, and an ability to start leaning into those moments with more ease. And that's what we want, more joy. All right. It's been a wonderful session today. Thank you for joining me. You can learn more at rayzenenergy.com or at my show profile on News for the Soul. Again, I do sessions, one-on-one sessions, and I also have digital sessions in a subscription that are amazing. It's a wonderful, cost-effective way to get healing. So reach out to me if you feel stuck, if you're finally ready to feel better and conquer what you haven't been able to make progress on. Again, you can find me at rayzenenergy.com. I'll see you next month. Thanks for joining us today.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.